Christians are called to be courageous in their weakness, to recognize that sometimes we have to escape from sin without nostalgia, without looking back, that we must not let temptation or fear keep us from God. This was the lesson at the heart of Pope Francis's homily at Mass on Tuesday morning.
È tanto difficile tagliare con una situazione pecaminosa.
Pope Francis took his cue, as is tradition, from the daily readings, to dwell on four possible attitudes in conflict situations or when trouble arises. The first attitude he spoke of was the slowness of Lot in leaving the city before it was destroyed. This, said Pope Francis, shows his inability to detach himself from evil and sin, something we all share. Then there is the attitude of Lot's wife, her nostalgia for sin in ignoring the angel's advice not to turn back. Instead, faced with sin, said Pope Francis, we must escape without any nostalgia, because curiosity about sin does not help, rather it always hurts. Thirdly, there is fear of moving forward, fear of turning to the Lord and trusting in him, like the disciples in the boat on stormy waters in the Gospel passage. Fear, the Pope said, is never a good counsellor. Rather, Pope Francis concluded, in times of trouble, faced with temptation and sin, we must seek to detach ourselves and the grace of the Holy Spirit to turn to the Lord for guidance and help. We must not be naive nor lukewarm Christians, but brave and courageous, in spite of our weaknesses.
È sempre guardare il Signore.
I'm Emer McCarthy.